RV warranties have become the hot topic today, from new RVs to new appliances, but are they any good? We're going to answer that in Staying on the Road, but before we get into that, we're going to look at enjoying the RV life, and today we're going to be talking about establishing a hand-washing station. And then in the next stop, we're going to be traveling to exciting Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and we're also going to visit the Cog Railway while we're there. And then in RV Envy, we're going to talk about RV slide-out seal lubricant and slide-out hardware lubricant. Wow, that's exciting. But hey, those slides got to work, right? If it don't work, we got problems. So this is Eric Stark with the Smart RVer Podcast, which delivers the smarts you need to enjoy the freedom of the RV lifestyle without the fear of breaking down. Let's talk everything RV. Today is episode 150. Let's dig into it. So, Alex, with us one more time.
Hello.
That will sound like the last time. No, the one more. Alexis is here. She's in a good mood today.
Woohoo, I am.
So she's in a good mood. We're all happy, right?
I took the good drugs this morning.
All right. Drugging it up. I like it.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, you got to see her eyes. Bad, bad. That's why she's never on the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, bloodshot, needle sticking out of her arms. It's horrible. I don't know how we do this.
Oh, boy.
You know, I had an interesting conversation the other day with a customer who came into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So he was complaining about the price of a piece of hardware for a cabinet.
Okay.
And he says, or asked me, well, can you make something like this?
Mm.
And, you know, it's pretty low quality.
Yeah.
And so my response was, it's hard to do low quality work unless you're good at doing low quality work.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, like an RV manufacturer?
Bingo.
You know, so there's his take on RVs. And you know, the newer RV is like a 2020.
Yeah.
So I thought that was so interesting. You know, it's like, and there's some truth to that.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're used to not doing low quality work, it's hard to make low quality stuff, right?
So true. Yeah.
For some people, it just comes natural. Other companies set up shop just to do that.
Yeah,
duct
tape all the way. Yeah.
Like Amazon, they set up to not have customer service.
Oh, man.
And
here
they're successful at it. There you go. I'm not going to go into down that road. We're going to keep this show positive today.
All right.
All right. So everybody's listening today and having a good time out there with their RVs. Summer's kicking off, or spring is.
Yeah.
Got them de-winterized. Everything's in good shape because you've been listening to the Smart RVer Podcast.
Exactly.
Now it's time to use those RVs, which I just got mine de-winterized, put air in the tires, checked everything out.
Good job.
Ready to go.
Was anything cracked?
Nope.
You did it right.
I did it right.
Good job.
It worked. Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yep. I outsmarted the RV manufacturer.
Yeah, you did.
So, no, everything looks good. So,
good.
All right, let's get into this now. And let's start with enjoying the RV life. Establishing a hand washing station. Now, that might sound pretty mundane.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some good points that Alexis is going to share with us about that.
Yeah.
And this makes absolute sense, especially if you have kids.
I think so.
Or
yeah.
Pets.
Yeah. Either one, honestly. A big family. So this can be invaluable. The reason for doing this is because, you know, we want to keep our hygiene up while we're camping. It doesn't matter where we are or wherever. But really, having this station outside of your RV, that reduces you going in and out, and especially kids, because you know how they are going into the RV, out of the RV, using the water, you know, hopefully where the campground is, they do have a bathroom, you know, outside, so you're not always using it. But this is one thing you can do yourself that you can control, is setting up this water station, this hand washing station, having a jug there that's available with the water pump and everything. Well, maybe not a pump, but a faucet, I guess it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, nice, pump. You don't have to have one.
Pump would be cool, but yeah.
Pour into a bowl like the old days.
Yeah, just turn it the right way, you know. Have some soap out there. Maybe a thing for a paper towel roll would be even more beneficial. Maybe a little trash can there, so you can just, a whole station set up would be really smart. And then your kids aren't going in and out. You can kind of keep them outside the RV, hopefully, you know. During the day, that would be good. So it just reduces that use of your RV and makes life a little easier and cleaner.
Less wear and tear on the RV.
That's what we want. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody can relate to this. It's like kids. they're hungry. So what are they going to do? They open up the refrigerator door and they stand there for 10 minutes. They take stuff out away when they're all done, leaving popsicles on the counter or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you talked about that, it made me kind of think of kids in a bathroom. They're going to make a mess. And bathrooms in RVs are smaller. The sinks are smaller. So that mess becomes much bigger looking.
Exactly.
You know? Now, Lexus is a striving RV expert, where I'm the RV expert.
That's true.
So one thing she didn't mention is some RVs have outside kitchens or an outside sink with a stove, maybe. And they also have outside showers. Yes. So those are excellent places, too. Like, hey, this is where you do that cleanup.
Yeah.
Don't come inside. Put a table here with some soap on it. Make a mess out here. Don't care what you do out here. Just don't do it inside.
Exactly.
You know, kids are bad. I mean, heck, I make a mess sometimes.
I know.
Go in the house doing something. I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, in and out. There's greasy soap on the counter or whatever.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep.
That's why I got married, right? No, just kidding.
Oh, wow.
My wife's not here to hear that, so she can't listen to this episode.
Don't listen, Karen.
No, it's just, so, you know, it sounds pretty basic and mundane, but it's actually a pretty clever thing, and I'm sure a lot of RVers do that. You know, just set something up outside, especially if you're outdoorsy doing stuff or you're having to do some work on the RVs or you're planning on doing some maintenance while you're on your trip, which is normal, you know?
Yeah.
It's just nice to have. It's kind of like when you break down on the road, it's so nice to have some water. Just wash your hands up some, you know.
Yeah. We take it for granted until we don't have it.
Right. You can't make your kids wear disposable gloves everywhere they go. Well, you could. It'd be kind of hilarious.
A little weird.
With bright pink gloves or something. That'd be awesome.
You could put them in a bubble. You know that movie?
There you go. Boy in the bubble. Or the George Costanza old puppet.
There you go.
All right. So that's pretty basic. So this information is going to be on the Smart RVer. And it actually has more there kind of explaining how to do it, the greater details. But I think you get the gist, and that's what's important. So it'll be on Enjoying the Life on the SmartRVer.com. Actually, it's there now.
Yep.
So you can check that out. Now we're going to get to staying on the road with RV warranties. You know, they are a hot topic today because so many people have bought new RVs since the pandemic started. Well, it's over now. most of the place is over. So RV sales went through the roofs. People are buying them, and they're getting these things, and they expect it to be like a car, you know, but it's not. But they come with appliances that have their own warranty. An RV is not like a car, and that's what kind of confuses people.
Yeah.
When you buy a Toyota, you know, you have a warranty issue with anything on that car. It goes back to the Toyota dealership.
Yep.
Even if they put something on it, like at their own will, put on some new tires and wheels, you go back to the Toyota dealership, whether you bought it there or another one. It doesn't matter where you go.
Exactly.
And RVs are not that way. I mean, they're not that way at all, you know? And RV warranties are going to vary depending on the manufacturer of the RV, where you bought the RV, what came with it, you know? A lot of them are very similar, the warranties are, but there's things that you just have to know, like they're not like being cars. I always kind of push this being careful before you ever sign on the dotted line with an RV. Alexis bought a new car recently. How was I about that?
Oh, boy.
Everything. Yeah. Oh, boy. There you go. You know, record it, do everything. And there's a reason why. And everything should be in writing. But before we get into some of those finer details, let's talk about just the bigger picture here. So there's about 8 different areas you have to consider when you're buying an RV. It depends on the RV, too. There's more than 8, but there's 8 points here that I have. So the manufacturer's warranty, you know, that comes with all new RVs. You buy a brand new RV, it's going to have a warranty of some kind. It's going to cover defects and materials and workmanship, and it's going to be for a certain period of time, maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years. Parts of the RV might have a 1-year warranty, where other parts might have a 20-year warranty or a lifetime warranty. It's just going to depend on the RV. And that warranty begins usually once you sign the dotted line. In other words, you've made the purchase. That warranty is ticking now. The second aspect of warranties in RVs, you have appliances in the RV and accessories, and they have their own warranty. And most RV dealerships will take care of those warranties because they're doing all the other warranty work. It can become part of it. If you go back to the dealership, you know, for the Dometic refrigerator not working, well, they should be able to take care of that under warranty. That's what they do. But appliances, they have a standalone warranty that can be done by any RV repair facility. So let's say you buy an RV at the dealership. You don't have to go back to the dealership to get that refrigerator warrantied if it were to fail, or the furnace or the water heater. Mm-hmm. You can go to any facility that does RV repairs that warranties that brand, whether it's Norcold, Dometic, Suburban, wouldn't it matter. You know, some companies don't even care if you're a warranty center. They'll just send you the parts and pay you to do it. They just want to take care of their customer. Remember that. And I say that because sometimes people take their RVs to a dealership because, let's say, the refrigerator's not working. And the dealership says, oh, we're too busy to take care of it. Or they say something like this: well, you didn't buy this RV from us, so we won't do the warranty work on it. Now, that's pretty common, and I think we're going to get into that, but I'm going to hit it now. If you buy an RV in Idaho at a dealership in Idaho, and you take it to Arizona where you live, and you have a dealership there that sells the same brand, they might not do warranty work for you. Mm-hmm. But this is about appliances. It wouldn't matter if they warrantied the brand of the RV. If they were a Dometic warranty center, they should warranty the refrigerator. But some of them won't tell you that. They make it sound like the warranty's gone unless you go back to where you bought the RV.
Right.
Because they hate doing warranty work. I mean, no one really likes it. It's not like you just wish for all the warranty work to come in. It's much harder to get paid. It doesn't pay as well. Mm-hmm. There's more time involved. You know, you don't get paid for paperwork, submitting warranty claims, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, I don't want to sound like Josh the RV nerd at Bish's, but, you know, there's a little truth to some of this complaining.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's just part of life, where automotive dealerships, they don't even deal with their warranty. They have a third-party service who takes care of all their warranty work. So to them, they don't care. It's just going off to this company. We're already paying them, right?
Yep.
So remember that. If you buy a new RV, the appliances can be warrantied anywhere. It doesn't have to be where you bought the RV or even a dealership that sells that brand, if they would even do the warranty work to begin with. Now, also, when you're buying a new RV, they're going to push you hard on an extended warranty. Money is packed into it. They make a boatload of money on extended warranties. And if you say no, get ready, because they're going to treat you like dirt after that. That's the last straw. You know, you're not buying an extended warranty. That's it. You are no longer a good customer. We don't like you anymore. We're going to take your money, though, but we don't like you. Now, third-party warranties or extended warranties can be good. Everybody has to make up their decision on that. Me, personally, never buy one. That's just me. And some of it's because the dealerships lie through their teeth. Like when I bought my RV, he said, oh, you get the extended warranty. I said, well, it doesn't work. I'd have to, if I'm taking it to myself for repairs.
Mm-hmm.
No, now you get paid to do it yourself, but they're not going to pay my company for me to work on my RV.
Yeah.
It's a conflict of interest there. Oh, no. Well, show me that in writing. Well, it's in there. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh. Don't worry about it.
You know, $5,000 warranty. Mm-hmm. Forget it. I'm not doing it, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to take it to someone else. There's no one around here that I would trust to take it to.
Yeah.
Well, there's one mobile guy. That's about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be careful with extended warranties. They don't always cover everything that they say they're going to cover. And there's limits on, you know, Part A might have a limit on the warranty coverage, where Part B might be no matter what, they're going to take care of it. Then also coverage limits. You know, every warranty has a limit, so you have to understand what is covered, what isn't covered. And we touched out on that a little bit. So we're kind of going the big picture here. With these coverage limits, that means you got to read the warranty. You have to see what a warranty really covers. I mean, everything we've talked about as far as a warranty goes, most everybody doesn't read it. They let the salesman tell you what's in it.
Yeah, which is bad.
Sign here, sign there. Heck, I mean, I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that a warranty to me is worthless, because in most cases, especially an RV, I'm just going to take care of it myself unless it's some major thing.
Yeah.
If the roof's blown off, y'all take it back to the dealership and fight with them trying to get it fixed, you know, fixed right the first time.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff. But even then, heck, they do such a poor job sometimes, not all dealerships, but some, that, you know, you get it back, you're like, wow, it doesn't leak anymore, but look at all these other stuff, the damage they did, or
well, it was in there.
Doesn't look like the factory anymore, you know? Looks like the inside of a shack. What happened?
Yeah.
So you got to read the warranties. Ultimately, you can't read a warranty, all their warranties in a day. If you're going to buy the regular warranty, an extended warranty, you know, make sure of coverage. You're going to have questions. There's going to be legal mumbo jumbo in there that you're probably not going to understand.
So bring a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can get the warranty advance. If you know the year, make, model, all that you want to buy, I'd say I would like to see the warranty up front. And if the dealership doesn't give it to you, then go to the manufacturer. Say, yeah, I'm dealing with this dealership here. They don't want me to look at the warranty in advance, but I'd like to see it.
Smart.
And see what's in it. And then when you get there, make sure their warranty is the exact same one you got.
Yeah.
That there's not two different warranties. That sounds weird, but there's a lot of disconnects between the manufacturer and the dealership and paperwork and what you get versus what you really should have gotten.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you get manuals for stuff that you don't even have in your RV or, you know, things that are kind of close but not really yet. So you have to be cautious there. And then sometimes to maintain a warranty, and this is probably going to fall more into buying a motorhome with a chassis, that, you know, there's certain maintenance that has to be done, service requirements, you know, at certain intervals you have to change oil, you know, check the brakes, do cooling system flushes. If you don't have documentation for that, they might not do a warranty for you. And that's understandable. That's, some of that's the same with cars. Cars, I think, are a little more lenient on it. At least they used to be, might be getting a little bit worse. You know, you want to make sure you're keeping up on that maintenance if the warranty is very, you know, a big concern of yours. Can your warranty be transferred? That's going to depend on the manufacturer. Some are, some aren't. So you have to make sure that's in writing before you ever decide, you know, that you're going to sell your RV and tell the person, oh, the warranty comes with the RV. That's not necessarily true. But if it were true, it can actually add some value to the selling of the RV. It's like, wow, okay, it comes with a warranty. That's nice.
Yeah.
You know, and some dealerships might offer optional coverages for different things, you know, maybe something you had it on, added on and they're going to offer something for it. Maybe it's an in-house warranty, some little scam they cooked up to give you an extra warranty on something, or they're going to use the old, you know, if you buy our club card, no matter where you're at in the country, you find one of our dealerships. Okay, right there. How many dealerships do you have? We got six. So no matter where you're in the country, okay, so that falls apart right away.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's say they have coverage where you travel. They got 20 dealerships and, you know, you'll pretty much be able to hit one of them. They say, you know, if with our club card, it's $500 and all you do is call a dealership and we put you in front of the line, you get priority service. Make sure that's for real, because a lot of people spend the money, and $500 is probably on the really cheap side.
Yeah.
They'll put you in front and let you sit there in front of the line, rather let you sit in the back of the line.
Right.
Or it'll be, okay, well, if you really want to get this in and out, I know you're on your vacation. If you go find the parts for us, we'll get them installed, and we'll give you the labor. Deals like that. So be careful. You know, a club, they don't want to be your buddy. You just bought an RV, man. They want you out of there. Get out of here. We don't like you anymore. There's pros and cons to all these warranties. You know, if you buy an extended warranty, there's peace of mind, and that's great. I don't have to worry about a thing. You know, you can get warranties, gap insurance, things like that. You know, the peace of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's convenience because you don't have to shell a bunch of money out of your pocket. You know, when you get a repair done, there might be a deductible, but it's so minimal. It's like, who cares?
Exactly.
You know? If the warranty's, you know, transferable, oh, wow, that's awesome, you know?
Sure.
But then again, you know, there's cons to it as well. You got to buy the warranty. It's money out of your pocket. Will you ever use it? You know, it's like insurance, you know, and also it may or may not be a good warranty. It might never come in handy for you because everything that fails is not covered.
Very true. That happens.
You know, there's limitations, you know, how long things are going to be covered. Like I said earlier, deductibles, the service requirements, the claims process, what's involved in that?
Yeah.
200 pictures and a note from your mother. I mean, generally, most extended warranties are not that bad. You know, dealerships and their warranties with the manufacturer, that's their problem. They're selling the brand. That is 100% on them. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. If it's a dealership and they're selling brand A and they don't like the warranty process, that is their problem.
Exactly.
That's not your problem, and it never should be. They should just take care of you and get you in and out. Period. It's easy for me to say that, but it's reality of it. You know, Ford doesn't say, well, golly gosh jeepers, you know, we talked to Ford headquarters and our rep there, and well, he's been pretty busy and his wife just had a baby and, you know, two kids, you know, a kid on the way, this and that, and, you know, their uncle just died. you don't hear all that nonsense. And that's what it's like when a dealership's telling you, well, you know, the manufacturer, they're not responding. They're not doing this. Not, who cares? Fix it. It's under warranty.
Yeah.
Get it done. I'll sign the warranty claim. Get my RV done. Take care of me, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way. And cars are totally different. And a lot of RVers who have bought new RVs in the last few years, they're shocked when it comes to warranties, or you can't go look something up by the year, make, a model like a car. RVs are nothing like cars.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
And, you know, you take a car, and it doesn't matter if you bought a $25,000 Toyota. Let's say the lowest price model they have, or you bought the most expensive model. They're going to take care of it almost the same.
Yes.
The more you spend, they are nicer to you. They might call you Mr. or ma'am, you know, but they take care of it. And the warranties are going to be a little bit different, but they still take care of the problems, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
And the RVs are not like that. And believe me, I'm not trying to say don't buy an RV. Just be aware when you do buy an RV, you have to go with your eyes wide open. You know, it's like I said with Alexis when she's buying a car. I gave her all this advice, you know, do this, don't do that, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, her eyes are rolling in the back of her head, you know. But it's the reality of it.
Yeah.
And when you're going in buying something, you've already been at the dealership for a long time. You're worn out. You're sick and tired of being there. You want to get this thing and go.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they're going to drag it out. They're going to wear you down some more. It's like being in a prison camp and they're torturing you for more information, you know?
They know how to do it.
They're just, the lights get hotter. They turn up the thermostat. It's getting warmer in there, and, you know? All of a sudden, the guy's wearing like a Gestapo uniform and just hitting you with a rubber hose. Well, maybe not that bad. Okay. The guy's not your friend.
No.
And he's just taking his time. He's going to go through every single little thing. He's just wearing you down.
Yep.
Then you're tired of asking questions. It's just, get me out of here. And that's where it all falls apart. Mistakes start happening. Mark my words. I know many of you listening to this are saying, oh, man, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what happened to me. Yeah, they come over here. Well, this is what this does. And they circle something. That means something. They put a line underneath it. That means something. Two lines. Oh, boy, you're in trouble. You're going to see the principal after this one.
Yep.
It's all part of the tactics.
It is.
They want to sell you that extended warranty, and they don't want you to ask any questions that are sensible. Mm-hmm. And they don't want you to read a warranty. And they're going to tell you to sign stuff. This just has to do with the warranty. Mm-hmm. Now, I forget what episode it was that we did. Oh, by the way, this is our 150th episode. Just dawned on me.
Yeah, it
all
is.
All right, bust out the confetti. The Macy's Day Parade.
Woohoo!
All right, maybe that ain't going to happen. So anyway, we did an episode a while back, and there's this lawyer on YouTube, Steve Lehto, L-E-H-T-O or T-T-O, something like that.
Yeah, something like
that. He's a lawyer. And he talked about buying a new RV. This couple was in, North Carolina. They bought it. It was a motorhome, all these problems. And the dealership wouldn't do a thing for them, you know, according to this information, not a thing. It was engine related and it was motorhome, house related. So I went through the court system and all the documents come out. Okay, well, you signed this. You bought this motorhome as is. And you signed it. You're acknowledging you're buying it as is. This is a brand new RV. Why would you buy it as is?
Right. This makes sense.
And so you buy it as is. And then they also noticed that that the manufacturer of the RV said any arbitration has to be done in Indiana. And you live in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Dealership didn't tell you that, did they?
Boy.
So that guy, you know, probably just let it go because he's not going to travel to Indiana, hire a lawyer there, and do all that back and forth for, you know, an RV warranty issue. Maybe you get the RV taken back, just repaired. I don't know. You know, if it needed an engine, what the problems were, you have to sit there and weigh that out.
Yeah.
So where's the arbitration going to be if you get one of these RVs that has to be taken back to the manufacturer, or it has so many problems, or you're not getting cooperation from the dealership? Now, there are some RV manufacturers who have RV parks at their facilities, and you can go stay there for a week while they fix all the stuff on your RV under warranty, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. They do a lot better than a dealership will because they built the thing. It's going to go back much better, but that's not every time, and that's not something everybody can do. You can't just take a week off of work or whatever and do that, or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But you have to be aware, and that's the point of this. Leto's Law was talking about that. And the person, I mean, they're in a bad situation. And it's reading these warranties, and there's a lot to it. So that's why I say get it in advance if you can.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy an extended warranty, those extended warranties are filled with all sorts of traps.
Yeah.
You know, there's a trap door here, trap door there, a sand pit here, you know, a snake in the corner there. It's like going on a trip with Indiana Jones, you know? You never know what you're going to find.
Yep.
You know, so wear your hat, whatever kind of hat that is, and look out for big rolling rocks and snakes, because you'll get hit if you don't. So, again, not trying to say don't buy a new RV or even a used RV with a warranty, but even used stuff, you know, make sure the warranty's for real if you're going to be counting on that warranty. And most people are in a big situation, some little stuff they don't mind paying. Read it. Plan on taking the time, and you're going to make that guy at the dealership so annoyed when you when you try to be prepared.
I guess.
They hate it, man. They want dunces coming in there. Have you ever noticed that, you know, instead of shopping carts, they have a stack of dunce hats in the corner?
Yeah.
They want you to put one on and buy an RV.
That's right.
But you're not doing that. You put on the smart RVer hat, and you go in prepared.
That's right.
It's like when I buy an RV, they hate it because I ask all these questions. They can't stand it. You know, you're looking at the RV, you check it out before you buy it. Oh, man, this guy, he's annoying. And, you know? And it's like they say at Bish's RV, we don't build these things. It's going to have problems, but remember, it's not us.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what we heard when we were there. That was their tagline, you know, their motto, their mantra, whatever. Uh-huh. Maybe it's just our salesman, but they start off the conversation basically putting blame elsewhere.
Yeah, that's
speaking of Bish's RV, you know, we put that video out on YouTube about buying a new RV. You got to check that out. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You got to look at it.
Yeah.
It really, they tell you not to buy a new RV.
Yeah.
So you got to check it out.
Got to watch it.
All right. So now that's going to wrap up that about warranties. I know I said a lot quickly there, and it, not trying to be negative, like I said, just be prepared. And there are some good brands of RVs out there, and there's some good dealerships too. You know, I really bash dealerships and new RVs. Ironically, I'm in the business, but, you know, I just speak up. But their RVs are good. They're fun. They're a stress reliever.
Most of the time.
RV business now. But, you know, don't be afraid to buy one. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
So since we brought up our YouTube channel, go ahead and check it out. Go to YouTube, type in the Smart RVer, or go to our website, thesmartrver.com. We got a link that takes you right to our YouTube channel. And all of our videos are there, very helpful. And check out those videos. And remember, if you hit the like button, you get to see confetti on the screen. Now, that is totally cool.
Woo.
Confetti everywhere.
Yes.
All right. Now, the moment of truth. Well, maybe not. We are going to the next stop now, and this is, we're visiting, oops, wrong notes here, Mount Washington and the Cogg Railway.
This is cool. Yeah.
So, Alexis, what is happening in Mount Washington, New Hampshire?
Well, Eric, let's take a little trip to New Hampshire together. Let's check it out. So, this place was really cool when I did a little exploring on the internet. You know, I haven't been there personally, unfortunately, but I'd like to. After reading about it, they've got some really cool stuff there. A lot of natural splendor, obviously, with the Cogg Railway. You can go to the top and get a really good view. And the train still runs, so you can do that as well. It's known for, Mount Washington is known for its towering peaks, really cool landscapes, the White Mountains. The region has a lot to offer, both historically and naturally. You can do a lot outside. There's some charming towns around that have a lot of history in them, that New England ambiance, you know. So you go there, you can expect a lot. So it's good for families. It's good for couples. Really, it's an all-around good experience if you want to check it out. There's a lot to do.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Reading the notes on the website. Yeah, it looks very interesting.
Very.
You know, there's always more to these next stops than what we can bring out.
You just highlight.
Don't have time.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
But, you know, go to our website. You can read more. Then that's going to whet your appetite. Next thing you know, you're going to be in New Hampshire. Go, wow, I'm so glad we're here, man.
Yeah.
These guys didn't steer me wrong. How cool is that?
Awesome.
All right. So that's Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and the Cogg Railway. And railways are always cool to check out. If you can hop on one and go for a day trip or half a day or whatever. They're always fun. Okay, now that brings us to RV envy. And as I promised, we're going to talk about RV seal lubricants and lubricant for the mechanisms, the slide mechanisms and such.
So exciting.
So, you know, it is. It's I know people go to bed at night dreaming about this. I do. I mean, I dreamt about this all night last night. Oh, I can't wait to get into RV envy today. Because everybody's jealous of a smooth running slide, right? Well, there are people sometimes that are jealous as their slide is stuck out or halfway out.
Dirty.
And yours just goes right in nice and quiet and everything works. You go, man, wish mine worked like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. True. So you actually, I bring it up because it's one of those things that it's not really pushed. It's not talked about. It's kind of like if you know about it, you do it. If you don't, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the rubber on the slides, those seals, they're expensive. They're not always real easy to find. So using the lubricant on them, the conditioner, not lubricant, the conditioner or a treatment helps protect them, extend the life. And, you know, there's stuff made specifically for it, or you could use a product like 303. It's not made just for it, but it'll work pretty good to extend the life. You know, it's kind of like Armor All, but it's a million times better. So that's an option, 303, but Camco makes it. Thetford makes these products. Best makes these things. Permatex, a lot of companies do. Triple X or Quadruple X or Billion X, the same company that makes coil cleaner for air conditioners, they make it. And then also you have the mechanism of the slide room. That's definitely something you want to maintain. Keep that thing going as smooth as possible. Extend the life of the gears. You get a little dirt build up on there. You might not think it's that much, but you got that little tiny gear on that little motor pulling that big old massive slide in and out. You know, it's all, you know, reduction gears and stuff to make it happen, but it's a load. So the cleaner it is and you keep it lubricated, it's going to run smoother and it's going to extend the life of that gear and the motor, which is important so that thing doesn't break when you're out camping. Because inevitably, that's where it'll probably break, right? It never breaks in your driveway.
Exactly.
And, you know, before you lubricate it, always clean everything off and maybe just make that part of your maintenance program and, you know, the spring and fall or two or three times a year, however you want to do it, depending on where you go, how much, you know, RV you use, dirt roads, paved roads, you know, all those are variables. But just maintain it the best you can. Some of that stuff's not always accessible because the underbellies have, you know, they're sealed up so you can't do a lot. But do what you can. Try to make that work and extend the life of those gears in the motor. It just makes everything smoother. Then, you know, you will be the envy of the RV park. Look at that guy's slides, man. They just go in and out like butter. Cool. All right. So unless Alexis has a rant she wants to do.
Not right now.
All right. Then I think we're going to be done. Check out our website, sunpromfg.com. We make some great windshield cover for Freightliners. For the M2, the S2, we have sunshade ones. We have solid blockout ones.
Really cool.
And we, man, people love them. They're awesome. Yeah. Especially that blockout one, 100% blockout. Man, you don't want to be CNN.
Awesome.
That's the bad boy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So go to sunpromfg.com and you can see those guys there. So that brings us to the end of the show today. And next week in episode 151.
Yeah.
Again, pop the confetti. Episode 150 is happening right now.
All right.
So we're going to talk about safety on the road and more specifically road flares, safety flares, another thing that's vastly, you know, overlooked. You go down the road, you see RVs broke down, you got someone out there with a flashlight, you know, waving a cushion, trying to let you know there's a problem. Forget that nonsense. That's how people get killed. So that's next week. All right, so we had a great show today. This is Eric Stark with the Smart RVer Podcast. It's been great hanging out with everyone. And if I don't see you on the road, let's connect at thesmartrver.com.